This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Found at scifinoise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, you can go to deliberatenoise.com. If you want to send feedback, you can leave a comment on the website, scifinoise.com. You can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Now, I try not to talk too much about comic books on this podcast because I have another podcast. I have a comic book podcast called Comic Book Noise. And so I try to keep my comic book stuff over there. Because most of the comic books I read are either strictly superhero stuff, or they're just not really related to science fiction at all. However, I'm reading a series from Oni Press called Letter 44. Here is the description on the Oni Press website. In fact, let me make sure I get the right one. All right, here you go. Yeah. There's something up there. As newly elected President Stephen Blades reads the letter left for him in the Oval Office by his predecessor, he learns this stunning secret. 7 years earlier, NASA discovered an alien construction project in the asteroid belt. A crew of heroic astronauts was sent to investigate, and they're nearing the conclusion of their epic journey. Don't miss the first chapter in this thrilling tale of real-world space travel intrigue and secret histories. That's nice, but basically this is what happens. I can't remember the old president's name, President 43. In real life, you know who 43 and 44 were. But 43 was one of the worst presidents in recent history. He cratered the economy. He sent us off into needless wars. And he basically made America, I guess, weak. You know, weak in the eyes of the rest of the world. While militarily being stronger, you know. Now, that sounds very familiar of the accusations made towards George W. Bush. Now, I'm not here to discuss politics, except how they relate to, I'm not here to discuss real world politics, should I say. I'm here to discuss politics as they have to do with this particular story. Now, the 44th president is not a black man. He gets this. He ran on change. He wants to change government. And the first thing he does, the night of his, I think the night of his inauguration, it might have even been right before he gets sworn in, or right after he gets sworn in, I can't remember. But he gets this letter that explains to him why he did all these things, why the previous president did all these things. They had to get this secret. They have a bunch of secret projects and operations going on, including the one where they sent a bunch of astronauts to the asteroid belt. And then they're trying other things local. But anyway, that costs a lot of money, and that's part of why that was part of the problem with the economy. They realize that if these aliens who are going to come to Earth, that they think they're going to come to Earth, have evil intentions in mind, that they needed combat ready veterans, and the best way to do that is to keep America in a constant state of war. Okay. And he basically leaves this guy with this information, just drops this huge bomb right on his lap, right? And he's saying that the reason that they didn't tell the American people and then everybody else in the world is because there would be widespread panic. As every other nation would start to arm themselves so that any kind of international treaties would just be thrown away, any kind of the nuclear arms race would heat up again with everybody wanting to be ready to take on these aliens. Which, quite frankly, I kind of believe that. There are some people who believe that if we hear about visitors from outer space, that the world would figure out some way to come together. I guess I'm a little bit more cynical than that. Maybe it's because I lived during the Cold War, you know. I remember having that threat of thermonuclear destruction over our heads at all times. I remember, it seems comical now, but I remember having drills where if there was a nuclear attack, how we were supposed to hide underneath our desks. I think now we all know that that would not work, you know. There's a thing about how the Russians pretty much wanted to destroy our way of living, and that the way they were going to do it was through nuclear arms. That's why we had to have our nuclear arms. Yeah. If you ever seen the movie War Games, if you've seen it a long time ago and you have pleasant memories of it, and you haven't seen it since, rewatch it. Now, the technology is going to seem almost laughable compared to what we have today. In fact, if you don't laugh, I would be surprised. But that sense of dread was real, you know. That's pretty much how we feel. And it seemed like every city knew that they were going to be on the list of targets. Okay, everybody had an excuse. You know, I lived in Detroit. You know, we have a big manufacturing base. So of course they were going to drop bombs on us. You know, every other city. I remember watching this movie called The Best of Years. I think it was a Robin Williams movie. Anyway, it had something to do with football. Like, these guys who lost a big game in football wanted to face the guys who beat them again. But anyway, I'm trying to remember who it was. I can't remember her name. I want to say it was Pamela Reed. But I know she was talking to her husband, and she said, you know, this little town that they lived in, I don't even remember the name of it, said, well, of course the Russians are going to bomb us. We have the oil fields, right? And that has always stuck with me, that everybody thinks that they were going to get bombed. And I think that if we discovered not only the fact that there were aliens out there, you know, proof of life, but that they were close and that they were building something where we couldn't really see it, Yeah, I think that the paranoia for a lot of people would ramp up, and that there would be a lot of bombs being made and stuff like that. I think that there would be a lot of religions who would be looking for this time, because this would be their definition of the end times, There are a lot of religious people now who are on the who want to rush to get their reward in the afterlife, and so I think if they knew that something was happening, that they would, really accelerate their timeline, basically. Now, while that's going on, and there's a lot of political intrigue in this story, and I really was into the political intrigue, because this new president and his cabinet, his advisors, they have this information, and they are truly torn about whether or not they should share it or whether or not they should keep doing what the previous president had been doing, And there are some people who want to keep the secret and some people who want to let it out. And whenever you have people with those two differing ideologies, somebody's going to get hurt, And the issue I'm in, I just finished reading, somebody got hurt, somebody big time got hurt, which unearthed a whole different can of worms. It's just really, the political intrigue stuff's really good. But at the same time, there is another story going on, and these are the astronauts. Some are strictly scientific. There are some who are also military, who have gone on this trip to the asteroid belt to figure out what's going on. And now they realize that it's a one-way trip. So they're trying to get as much information as they can and feed it back to Earth as quickly as they can. And in the first issue, they had just gotten basically within range of everything that was going on. And the past few issues have been pretty much telling two stories. It's weird because you have the Earth side story, which is telling two stories, which is the preparation, political stuff, and you also have sort of like the group, the inter-agency rivalry type stories. But when you go off into space, you have how the people are getting along and interacting. They deal with the fact that they're only, I think they're only two women and like five men. And how that is, the whole idea of sexual relationships between such a small group of people, how that's going to react, how they're all going to react, as well as the whole alien thing, And so that whole part is really fascinating as well. They could have put out two different books, where it's one that's just a political intrigue dealing with whether or not, the ethics and the morality of whether or not they should share this information with the world. And that would, without even seeing the astronauts part, that still to me would have been a fascinating story, But then you have the astronauts who are going basically on a one-way trip, right? And that whole story could have been a separate story on its own, And both of them are very well told, and they actually mesh very well. The whole thing is just really good. And I just got done reading issue 5 on Comixology, but now I'm looking at the Oni Press site, and they're two other issues out there that I haven't read yet. So needless to say, I'm going to be reading them pretty damn soon. Now, the writer is Charles Soule. The art is done by Alberto Albuquerque and Guy Major. And I think Guy Major is the letterer. And I think that Alberto Albuquerque does everything else. The artwork sort of reminds me, you know what? I have to stop. This is not the Comic Book Noise podcast. If it was a Comic Book Noise podcast and I'd go into the different artists that it reminds me of. But for the most part, I don't think that you care, you know. But this is a really good story. I was on board with the first issue. Now, the first issue, the first digital issue, I should say, because these are all digital, was a dollar. So I said, I'll try that for a dollar, you know, just to try it out. But then, you know, every other issue is $3.99. And man, oh man, is it worth it? Although, you know what? I'm looking, I think the cover price might have been a dollar. Yeah, the cover price was a dollar. But each one after that is $3.99. And it's worth it. It is really worth it. This is such a good story. Highly recommend it. Highly, highly, highly recommend this this book. It's called Letter 44, and it is by Oni Press. I don't know if they have made any plans to collect it in one big trade paperback, which some people mistakenly refer to as graphic novels. But it's worth it. It's rated teen, 13 and up, simply because they deal with subjects about sex. There's not any hardcore Black Kiss type sex scenes in it, but you know, it deals with sex, and some people don't want their 10-year-old, for instance, talking about it. Or reading about it, or knowing anything about it for some odd reason. Anyway, yeah, Letter 44, highly recommend it. If you can find the first issue, it's only a dollar. Good luck finding it. It's apparently sold out at the distributor level. Basically, it goes like this. No, excuse me, at the publisher level. Goes like this. The publisher will print a certain amount of comics, send it to their distributor. The distributor will then distribute it out to the different retailers that ordered it. Okay. So something could be sold out at the publishing level, or it could be sold out at the distributor level, but not sold out at the retail level. So you could probably still go to a comic book store and find it, possibly. There are a lot of places that don't like to carry cheap comic books, like dollar comic books. There was another comic book a few years ago called Fell that was only $1.99. And a lot of retailers don't like that, to carry the physical copy for that amount of money, because for the exact same amount of space that a dollar comic book or $1.99 comic book is taken up, they can put a $3.99 book in that exact same place and make more money off of it. So there is a website called Comixology, which has an app for both the Apple phone as well as Android phones, where you can buy digital versions of the book. That's the route I went, because like I said, I just decided for a dollar I'll check it out. And once I started reading it in digital format, it really didn't make sense to go, for me at least, to go around and try to find physical copies. You know, I mean, it's digital. I subscribe because you can get subscriptions on Comixology, so that each month it comes out, boom, got the issue. But yeah, the last two I don't have yet. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating because I want to read them right now. Anyway. So yeah, letter 44, highly recommend it. If you can find it, definitely get it. Now, this past week, I found out about an anime called Attack on Titan. And this is on Netflix, if you want to check it out. Attack on Titan. It is an anime. It is not dubbed, so it's subtitled. But I'm telling you right now, I much prefer the subtitle because sometimes the American voices just sound goofy or they just irritate the hell out of me. It's really okay. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to find the official description and I'll be right back. Okay, now you may be wondering why I had to, you know, announce that I was stopping. Because I didn't know how long it was going to take to switch over. With the OniPress description for letter 44, I had that up on my screen already. I did not have Attack on Titan up, and I don't want to be one of those guys where, you know, you take minutes to hear me click, 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 type, 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 that kind of thing. So anyway, here it is. For over a century, people have been living behind barricades to block out the giant titans that threaten to destroy the human race. When a titan destroys his hometown, young Eren Jaeger becomes determined to fight back. Very basic, but that's what happened. Now, this is what happened. As far as I can tell, out of nowhere, a bunch of giants, giant men looking creatures who were naked, big naked men with no genitalia, you know. If I recall correctly, their chest has no nipples and there are no penises. Maybe not even an anus. I don't know. And there are a bunch of them. And what they do is they go around, they grab humans and they eat them. It's really weird, but that's what they do. And so humanity decided to encase themselves in behind this huge barricade. Now, I don't know if these are like the only people left on the planet Earth or if there are other areas that have this whole same thing, but it's a huge area, huge, like 50 meter tall walls. And there are three different sections. I'm trying to remember. One is Wall Maria. That's the outside wall, I believe. Or it's Wall Rose. Anyway, there's a Wall Maria, a Wall Rose, and a Wall Sina. S-I-N-A. And along some of these walls, you know, inside the walls, there's a bunch of towns. There's a bunch of land where people can, you know, raise cattle, their forests, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really, really huge. That's why I'm wondering if these are like the last few people on Earth. Now, they are inside these walls, which have gates opening, and every now and then they'd have people, scouts, that go out to basically keep an eye on the Titans to see what they're doing and that kind of stuff. Now, the story begins when, remember I said there's like 50 meter tall wall. but there's a Titan that appears to be like 60 meters tall. So whatever it is, he's taller. Okay. And he knocks down one of the walls where this little boy lives. And I don't want to spoil too much, but let's just say it is really, really gruesome what happens. When these titans knock down this wall and get to where the humans are, It's really, really just bad. Now these the Titans, for the most part, with very few exceptions, they don't look really dangerous. They look almost happy. My 10-year-old son Steven said that they look even derpy. It's just like really silly, goofy looking things. The differing heights. There's like one that's 3 meters tall. I think they're like 3 meters tall, 3 meters tall, 9 meters tall, 15 meters tall, I believe. I could be wrong on those numbers, but it goes like that, where some are bigger and some are smaller. But for the most part, they're all male. And none of them have nipples or any other kind of genitalia. And when they grab a human, it's almost like eating taffy. I mean, it's like that. This is TVMA, by the way. This is definitely really. There's no sexual content at all. I don't want to count naked men running around. But it is really violent. It is really violent. And I'm not sure, but it seems like, well, if you remember the Spawn cartoon series that was done on HBO years and years ago, it seems like that kind of animation. You know, it at least that's how it seems to me. A lot of more modern animation, animation at least, it like Samurai Champloo, that seems to be from the same studio, or if not, just probably just the same style as the television show The Boondocks, which is on American Swim, Cartoon Network. But this doesn't have that same type of look. I don't know how to put it, but this just seems more like something I've seen before. It's like I said, really violent. The characters are really negative. It surprises me because there's a lot of things I could just say are sort of like Japanese traits, where they are talking about rallying together to fight off the to fight the Titans, and that dying to, not dying, but sacrifice is like one of the highest honors. And that's, that's what I would consider to be like a Japanese trait. I could be completely wrong, but that's just how it seems. Especially this one is really militaristic sacrifice. But at the same time, they get into the minds of the people who are going up against these Titans, and they all seem really fatalistic. They all seem like, oh my God, I can't move. I'm afraid, When it the way to defeat these Titans is really simple if they use any kind of teamwork. It's really weird. But they have these contraptions that they wear that are really huge. I don't know how to even walk around with them, much less do what they do. But they shoot out, you know how Spider-Man has his web shooters and he whips and he goes, he will put one on one building and another on another building, and he'll just like shoot up that way. They have sort of like this sort of steampunk contraption that does the same thing, but with like harpoon, like little mini harpoons and steel cables, and it looks really cool. It looks like they're flying for the most part, but whoever teaches them tactics does it all wrong. Because I'm sitting there and these guys are getting killed, and there's of course there's always like one or two characters who are like the best warriors, and I'm not gonna say who it is, but very early on, you'll find out who is like one of the best warriors. And this character killed like five or six of them single-handedly while everybody else is like shaking in their boots. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, just come from this direction and they're dead. You know, that was kind of frustrating, but it's still really good. The first, I think 13 episodes are on, Netflix, because I think they've only had 13 episodes so far. And no, I was wrong. It's 25 episodes. I'm an idiot sometimes. But those 25 episodes are all really good. And now I'm wondering why. Because I watched them all and they all seem to be at the end except for one. So I may have to rewatch a... Oh, yeah, I did watch that. I don't know. I think I watched it on my phone or something. I don't know. Anyway, like I said, it's really violent. It's really dark, really depressing at times. But really, oh, man, is it so good. So, so good. Now, most anime and most manga are the ones that are targeted towards children. Okay. At least that's how it seems to me. It's when you get the Pokemon and the Dragon Ball Z's and that kind of stuff. I'm not into that kind. All right. I have one of my favorite movies is Grave of the Fireflies, and it is not geared towards children at all. And this one is another one that is not geared towards children. I cannot wait for them to get the second season, because this is just some really, really good stuff, right? And I binge watch the hell out of this. Usually with a lot of television shows, I'm not a really big binge watcher. I watched, if it's like a half hour show like this one, it's just a half hour show, I'll watch like maybe five or six and then I'm done. It just shuts my brain down. It's like, oh, I can't watch anymore. And if it's a hour long drama, it's the same thing, two or three, and then I'm done. Maybe 6 hours is just, well, 3 hours, I'm sorry. 3 hours is just my limit, and then I just have to watch something else. But this one, there were 25 episodes. I'm pretty sure that I watched them all in a span of 4 days, which is really good for me, especially considering I had to work. And I didn't really watch a bunch of them until after the kids went to sleep. One of those type of deals. It's really good. And it's something that they did really, that sort of, man, I use the word really too much, that surprised me. But they changed theme songs after a few episodes. I think I want to say it was like after 13 episodes. Yeah, I think it was episode 14. They had different theme song for the, you know, the beginning and the ending. And that sort of threw me. But I know that a lot of anime, they will do that. They'll just say, oh, okay, we got this theme song. Let's change the theme song. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. Anyway, another highly recommended. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. Alright. It's very different in tone from the comic book that I recommended, but definitely just as good. Now, last thing I want to talk about is a zombie movie. It is a French zombie movie called The Horde, and it is also on Netflix. You know what? Hold on. Let me find the official description. Okay, that didn't take so long. I could have actually did that while I was talking. Anyway, here it is. When four corrupt policemen invade a gangster's hideout near Paris to avenge the death of their colleague, they quickly find themselves outmanned, outgunned, and trapped. That is until a legion of vicious zombies swarms through the building. So it's... By the way, this is another one subtitled. It's in French. You get these four crooked cops who are basically going to go and kill a drug dealer in this big. If you've seen the movie Dread, you know how they had like this big, huge building that the bad guys were in. That's sort of how it was in this building. Big, huge building. But the cops go in and things start to go wrong. They find themselves in a bit of problem, bit of trouble. And then next thing you know, zombies everywhere. I'm not going to go into too much details because, let's face it, it's a zombie movie. And plus, Patty just came home and she's making a lot of noise. She's about to yell down the stairs in a little while. Yeah, this is a zombie movie. I don't really... zombie movies aren't really the thing for me. I don't like The Walking Dead, but I don't like The Walking Dead because I think it's boring. This one is not boring. It is really suspenseful. A lot of really cool imagery. This could not have. I think that the biggest expense for this movie had to be with makeup, all right? Because it takes place in just a regular old apartment building. You know, it's not a whole lot of lighting. It's just get a lot of people. A lot of extras, put some makeup on them. Boom, let's go film a movie. Really cool. I'm not going to say any further. It's on Netflix. Definitely worth watching. In fact, after I finished watching Attack on Titan, there were two movies. The other one's not science fiction related. This one is sort of, because it's a horror movie. What I like is they didn't try to drop hints about where the zombies came from. It's just like, boom, boom, explosion, explosion. Wow, zombies everywhere. That type of movie. And the ending, I don't know if there was a horde part two, but the ending left it so that there could have been, or even if they didn't, though, it was still kind of satisfying enough that they don't need to. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, thank you for listening. So there was Letter 44, highly recommended, highly, highly recommended. Attack on Titan, highly recommended, highly, highly, highly recommended. And The Horde, which is only highly, highly recommended. Just two highlies. So I will be back soon with another episode. Thanks.